Okay, so this session we dedicate to the first noble truth, the truth of suffering that Glenn talked about before. The truth of, well, the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, and the all-pervasive suffering. So we'll go through that slowly, and we see how, and you can see how you relate to those, that kind of suffering or dissatisfaction. I prefer to call it dissatisfaction. But first, I think I'd like to do a 15-minute shamatha to connect a little bit of what Glenn said in the last session, and then we have just a very short break if you want to stretch your legs, and then we can do another 25 minutes of meditation on the sufferings. So find yourself a good, comfortable seat. With eyes closed or eyes open, your choice. And if you feel like dullness or laxity or sleepiness comes in, you can. A good antidote is to have your eyes open. Sometimes also you might find that if your mind is very, very busy, very discursive, it might actually be a relief to open the eyes as well to decrease that, to get rid of that so-called inner movie. So having the eyes open might calm the mind down a little bit too, because having the eyes closed might just intensify some thoughts sometimes. So you can see for yourself what suits you the best. And then, just like Glenn said, it's important to put the body in its natural state of relaxation. Because this will affect the mind in a very helpful and good way. So always dedicate a minute or two to order to establish relaxation for the body and stillness. And making a strong decision that for the next 15 minutes I'm going to try to be completely still, resist the temptation of moving. Just accepting various physical sensations that might arise, and just see them as sensations, nothing more. And when you've found that relaxation, shift your focus from the body and to the breath in your preferred way, observing the sensations of the rise and fall of the abdomen. Try to find a more narrow object in the nostrils, in the nose area. And again, make a strong decision not to leave that object, no matter what. But not in a tense way. In a soft way, yet focused, attentive way. And just be kind to yourself. If you lose the focus, give yourself a smile and gently go back and try to stay on the breath.
sometimes.
So now if you need to, you can take a very short and mindful stretch break, just for a minute. Not enough time to leave the Gompa. And then finding a seat again. And just try to re-establish the relaxation for the body, the calmness and stillness and focus for the mind. And then we can engage in this meditation of analyzing the concept of dissatisfaction in different forms. To analyze and see how we deal with different forms of dissatisfaction in life. And this is much related to how much we accept the law of impermanence. So the first and coarse level of dukkha or dissatisfaction is the more obvious and easy one to to deal with or at least understand. Perhaps accepting a headache or even a broken foot, hunger, thirst. So you can bring to mind various incidents or occasions in the past, or how you deal with these forms of coarse levels of dissatisfaction. How much do you accept when you are hungry, for example, or sitting in a traffic jam, or when things doesn't go your way? It could be an illness, having the flu, even a migraine. Various forms of obvious and coarse suffering. So ask yourself, how good are you with accepting and dealing with this? Is this something that easily comes for you? Or does it take time and energy in order to accept it? You can also relate this to, in sitting meditation, the meditation we did yesterday on the body scan, and accepting various strong sensations that might occur in the body. How distracted do you get? How much can you accept various sensations? And then we can look into the next form of dissatisfaction, which is a little bit more subtle, not always so obvious. It's relating to pleasurable experiences. If the first one was to relate to very uncomfortable experiences, this one is relating to nice and pleasurable experiences. Perhaps we need to look a little bit more with the eye of wisdom on this one. Because we usually associate pleasure with happiness. But as we know, all pleasurable experiences comes to an end. Or first of all, can you think of any experiences that you had in your life that was pleasurable from the very beginning and was everlasting? It never ended. It was pleasurable from the very beginning. Can you think of any of that kind of experience that you had, that you might have had in your life? Something that was pure, never-ending happiness and pleasure. And then you can reflect on how you react when pleasurable experiences comes to an end. Is it something that you easily accept? You just take them for what they are? Or does it leave you with an empty feeling? Asking for more, longing for more? Or perhaps even sometimes it leaves you feeling down and miserable because they've come to an end. How do you usually react when pleasurable experiences comes to an end? Look back in your life and find some examples. So again, check for yourself and see how much you accept the law of impermanence, that all phenomena are subject to change, changing moment by moment. Perhaps it's easier to accept the law of impermanence, the change, when we have unpleasurable experiences. But when we have pleasurable experiences, how much do we accept the law of impermanence then? Perhaps a lot of craving arises, wanting the world to meet up with us again, relying very much on external factors. And wanting them to be permanent. And this will lead us to the third and most subtle form of dukkha, of dissatisfaction, the all-pervasive, all-present. Because as long as we have attachment, we're wanting to see especially pleasurable things as permanent, we will always have the potential that aversion or dissatisfaction arises. So having attachment, the possibility for dissatisfaction, big or small, is always there. No matter how good our situation is at the moment. But accepting the law of impermanence is a very good antidote to attachment. Because really realizing that everything is changing all the time, it's much more difficult to crave or be attached to various external factors in our life. How much do you feel that you are a victim to the big world out there, waiting for the world to meet up with you again and again? How much expectations do you have on external factors? So if you're holding on to a strong belief that external factors will give you happiness, pleasure, but still experiencing that you get disappointed time after time, that the world doesn't meet up with you, perhaps a solution to this is to renounce that attitude. Not to renounce pleasurable experiences, but perhaps to change our attitudes a little bit towards it. Not relying so much on it, not to expect so much. And perhaps instead rely more on the fact that all things are impermanent. And then perhaps we can lead a more peaceful, more calm, or a satisfying way of life.